I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you've ever been to Rio de Janeiro, then you've seen the towering statue of Jesus Christ the Redeemer. It looks out over Rio from atop Corcovado Mountain. It's so high up there that there are lightning rods installed on the statue. But the statue itself is not the tallest statue of Jesus Christ in the world. Rio's landmark is rivaled by a similar one in Cochabamba, Bolivia. But for today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a place in Poland that claims to best them both. The giant statue that's on our radar today took 10 years to build. Like Rio's, it depicts Jesus Christ with arms outstretched, and it rises some 100 feet above the ground. The location is not as picturesque. It's in a town in western Poland, not far from the German border. People there claim theirs is the tallest Jesus in the world, though others may quibble. So quick, where in Poland is this towering Jesus? Okay, we're going to come to the rescue here and point the way to Poland's newest tourist attraction. Helen Pidd has been to see the statue up close. She writes for Britain's Guardian newspaper. Helen, the Statue of Christ is said to be the largest in the world now. Where is it?
It's in Zwiebórzyn, which is quite near the German border in the west of Poland.
Zwiebórzyn, Poland. That's the answer to the GeoQuiz. Now, it stands over 100 feet tall. Describe it for us.
Well, it's absolutely massive, and it's quite incongruous. You can see it on the train if you get the train from Berlin to Warsaw. It's just standing on the hillside opposite Tesco, a supermarket. It just stands alone. Jesus has got his arms outstretched as if he's kind of praising the shoppers of the supermarket. And it's not finished yet. It's been in progress for 10 years now. There's been prisoners from the local prison who've been kind of carrying on building it. It's the brainchild of a local priest who decided that his town needed a big Jesus looking out over it.
So you've got inmates from the local jail who've been building it for the last 10 years, and this local priest who started it. Has he said why he wanted the statue there?
Well, he has said previously, you know, it wasn't my idea, it was Jesus' idea, I'm just the builder. Slightly more cynical locals think that this priest wants to be famous for building the world's biggest Jesus statue, and also he wants his town, Zwiebórzyn, to become famous for something. I mean, have you ever heard of Zwiebórzyn?
Not until today.
Probably not.
No.
Nobody has. It's not in the Lonely Planet guide, it's not in the Rough guide, no tourists ever go there. But lots of people would probably quite like to see the world's biggest Jesus statue. You know, it's quite jolly, quite fun, and you might get pilgrims there as well.
Right.
So, I mean, a lot of people in the local town think that it's just a way of putting, it's a tourist attraction, it's putting Zwiebórzyn on the map.
Well, if they get some tourist dollars, that might make the people of Zwiebórzyn happy. But right now, how do they feel about this giant statue of Christ?
Well, it's very controversial. The Polish Catholic Church is enormously influential. Over 90% of the population of Poland describe themselves as Catholic, and the priests have a lot of power. So if you talk to people without saying you're a journalist, they'll admit it's a bit embarrassing. It's not a very good statue, truth be told. It's a bit amateurish.
So on one hand, you've got a priest who wants to perhaps seal his legacy, and you've got all these young people who are kind of, you know, under their breath, embarrassed by it. What do you think this says about religion, and specifically Catholicism, in Poland today?
Well, it could suggest that the support for the Catholic Church is on the wane. I mean, a lot of people I spoke to, their primary objection was that apparently this ginormous statue has cost the equivalent of £1.5 million. I don't know how much that is in maybe $2 million.
Yeah, close to
and
$2 million.
It's a poor area. You know, Poland is in the European Union, but it's poor. You know, there's roads with holes in it. The hospitals are very dilapidated. They need new schools. And they're kind of saying, why are we wasting money on this ridiculous statue when we could be pumping it into something else?
Mm. We hear Brazilians are not happy because this statue of Christ tops the one in Rio. Anyone who's been to Rio knows just the sheer drama of looking at that Christ the Redeemer dominating the skyline. What did you feel, Helen, when you stood next to the statue in Zwiebórzyn?
It's not a kind of powerful, almighty sight. As I said, it's underwhelming in a way, although it is absolutely massive. It's opposite a supermarket. It's not like in Rio, overlooking the whole city. So I don't think that the Brazilians have anything to fear from that. But there's just this slightly ridiculous competition about who can make the world's biggest Jesus, and the priest in Zwiebórzyn claims his is the biggest, 33 meters. That's 1 year for every year that Jesus lived. And then he's bigger than Rio because he's got a massive gold crown and he's standing on this big mound. But, you know, is that cheating? People could discuss this till the cows came home, really.
Helen Pidd writes for Britain's Guardian newspaper. Thanks so much, Helen.
Okay, no worries. Bye.